plate a potential nugget.
And one of the pieces that struck my, that caught my attention was you talk about a study of marathon runners where you say that there are many more people that clocked 3 hours, 59 minutes than people that clocked 4 hours, 1 minute, right? Just because the 4 hour goal where people push a little harder when they're near the goal. But you also say that once we reach the goal, people tend to ease out a little bit. So as I was wondering, as I was reflecting on this, I was wondering, what does this mean if we are trying to play the long game and we want to keep ourselves motivated for the long run? You know, how should we think about the goal and avoid slipping once we reach a goal?
Well, it does make sense to relax a bit after you run a marathon, right?
Of course.
Even for you. So, the four-hour target for running a marathon is interesting for us because it's certainly not easier to run a marathon under 4 hours than over 4 hours. And nevertheless, there are so many more people that finish the marathon just under 4 hours than just above 4 hours because the four-hour target motivates them. And this is true for any target that we set. Every time we put a number on our goal, which is like how much and how soon, how many steps in a day, okay, how much money I'm going to save this year, and so on. These numbers motivate us to reach them. But if we are asked for too little, there is the risk that once we achieve that target, we are going to relax, and maybe we are going to relax too soon. In my book, talk about the example of taxi drivers in New York, and this is also like a classic study already that found that taxi drivers who set their goal as a daily income, they quit once they reach that daily income. And the problem with that specific target is that they don't make enough money on rainy days when they very quickly reach their target and just quit for the day. Okay, they end up working many hours on other nice days where there is less demand for taxis, and it's just hard to reach at the daily target. So there are certainly issues with setting targets. One of them is that you might give up too soon, okay, feel too good too early, and just quit for the day or for the week. There are also other issues with targets, but they are still generally good and motivating.
This is something I spend time thinking about, especially since I stepped out from a corporate track in Egon Zehnder 6 years back. In professional services firms, we often have a certain target that we need to hit that gives us a sense of momentum and direction. In my journey as an independent advisor, I find that approaching life like a thermostat and focusing on the band and the extremes to be quite helpful. I have a broad range within which I want to have my annual revenues in my advisory work. I also have a broad range for the number of podcasts I want to publish in a year. The reason I find it helpful is that I very often am a poor predictor of what shows up during the year. So I want to keep some space for developments on the personal front or new ideas on the work front that might take up bandwidth. To give a very specific example, there was a phase where I told myself I'll try and publish a podcast conversation every 2 weeks. But very soon I realized that this would be impossible for me to keep that momentum on a consistent basis and still keep the quality of editing, given you know how much effort goes into bringing each conversation to life. So I dialed it down to say that I will do anywhere between 15 and 25 conversations every year, and it's been liberating for me just to have a range rather than a single point target. Now, this strategy may not apply for all, but as an independent producer, I find that this creates a margin for me and keeps me focused on the direction rather than obsess about the distance I've traveled. Thank you for listening.